So what's our reaction to QP being a little lukewarm on the contract that was offered to them by the provincial government? Sheba Siddiqui and I discussed that here on Toronto Today.
I still believe that the deal will pass. I still believe that it'll pass. And by the way, how convenient. No job action potentially until January 6th. I'd hate for anybody to have their Christmas holidays ruined.
I'm going to go with your optimism. I like it. Listen, I'm at the point now, like many Ontario parents in this province, where I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. That's where I am. That's what the last up and down for the last few years. This is what I'm doing. If there's job action, the fact that they're even talking about job action just gives me anxiety. So January 6th, which means January 9th, is the Monday.
Is that when kids go back?
Yeah, that would be when kids go back, is the 9th of January. Okay, so I'm mentally preparing for my kids not to go back that week, and they'll be on virtual.
I think it's going to pass, but like I would, if you'd asked me Sunday night, I would have said 70-30, maybe even as high as 75-25. But a lot closer to 60-40, a lot closer to 60-40. And when I play that clip from Laura Walden, it's like, okay, well, you know, we've done all we can at the table. It's time to let the workers, let the province know how they feel. I'm like, by approving the deal or what? Like, there was no endorsement from her to go, I think this is the best deal we can get. I encourage all members to vote for it. If you felt that way, you would say that if you're Laura Walden. She didn't feel that way, and she didn't say it.
So if a decision will be made on December 6th, that's when we find out.
That's the announcement.
Right? Whether they accept or not. So they're going to wait an entire month until January 9th to strike? What happens within that 30 days? Do we just all start?
I guess they're back at the table. I guess there's some element of negotiation in December.
So they're spending the month of December just at the table arguing, and then all we're going to hear is, oh, there's no decision. The mediator walked out. Oh, the mediator's fed up. Oh, they can't get their stuff together.
Right.
And then press conferences from one side. That's what's going to happen for the month of December.
It feels that way. And some of what you and I talked about, I mean, school goes till what, the 22nd? I feel like Friday's the 23rd and they don't go on the 23rd. I think they're out on the 22nd for the Christmas break. I don't know if we've ever gone to the 23rd.
My board goes to the 23rd.
So kids are supposed to be in school Friday the 23rd?
Eh? Yes.
Interesting. But remember, what we talked about Monday was just the idea of parents not having the bandwidth for any more open and closed schools, any more back and forth between the other unions. Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
How immaterial are those concerns?
They have made it crystal clear that they don't care what parents think. That's irrelevant. Don't even bring that up.
Yeah, and it's there'll be some furious members thinking they had a deal, especially for the last couple of weeks now, those that wanted to vote last week that we told you about. And then what are they supposed to? They sit around for Christmas holidays knowing it was rejected. Sit around Christmas holidays knowing, you know, thinking I could lose 3 or 4 days' pay if we're out in January. So do I get Johnny that train set? Do we go rent that tuxedo for New Year's Eve? Okay, I'll make it more selfish and materialistic.
Is that what
for
you're doing,
parents.
Greg? You're
a tuxedo? I'm a real tuxedo type guy on December 31st. But they don't want to be out on
It could possibly change people's plans. Absolutely.
It could. They don't want to be out on the pavement in January. And I'm telling you, custodians and I said receptionist earlier, and someone on text said office administrators. Yeah. Well, they list ads all the time for receptionists. When someone called me from my kid's elementary school for 11 years, the awesome Mrs. Whitaker, she'd say, "Hey, it's Mrs. Whitaker, the school receptionist." So if she's calling.
It could change with the times, though, you know.
Well, no one's using the S word. Secretary.
Oh, secretary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not stewardess. We don't use that word either.
Stewardess. Yeah, that's what I was. Stewardess.
There are stewards.
The flight attendant.
You can call people steward. There are union stewards with QP, but there are not stewardesses on airplanes. I know that. I know that for a fact. But that's what the point is being made, is that is there any money left on the table? Even just eking that door open a little bit. Let's push the government and get another 15 cents an hour. Well, to me and you, that may seem like nothing. Maybe to somebody else, it's more than that. But every indication, Sheba, last Thursday was, this is the money. And Laura Walden said it Sunday night, and we talked about it Monday morning. The money never changed. The money was the same. The last 5 days, they just decided we don't have, I won't say the stomach to go out on Monday.
It's so distracting. I think that's what bothers me the most about all of this, is it's just the back and forth. This has been happening since, end of September? Beginning of October, would you say? When did this first start?
They would have taken a strike vote to get into strike position, I think, September 26th, 27th.
Okay. So
3 weeks into
school,
they're already taking a strike vote.
Instead of EAs, ECEs, teachers, students, parents, all focusing on education, all focusing on academics and schooling and extracurriculars. This is what we are all distracted by and focused on, which is maybe, honestly, maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know it's what an epic waste of energy, resources, mental energy. And it's irrelevant what we think or what we care about as Ontario parents. Nobody cares about that. And nobody cares about these kids. I don't care what you have to say. Text us, email us, say whatever you said. Actions speak louder. You guys can't get it together. So the bottom line here is who suffers the most? The kids. Nobody cares about them.
Well, there were two different tones on Sunday, certainly, from Stephen Lecce. And again, I got all day to criticize some of the things that are happening in education in this province and lay them right at the education minister's doorstep. I got all day for fair and valid criticism. But what I heard from him was about let's get the kids back in school. What I heard from what I heard from Laura Walden Sunday night was, this isn't a good deal, but we're fine. The government's not listening, and we don't. That's what I heard, and that's starting to rear its head a little bit more.
Knows
now.
Exactly what to say and when to say it and how to say it. He's perfected that over the last few years.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.